When we die as Christians, what's the best way to take care of the body, biblically? Burial or cremation? On this slice of fresh bread. Welcome to Fresh Bread, a podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church, Gainesville, with Pastor Brandon and Pastor Keith. Well, thanks for clicking on Fresh Bread. Fresh Bread, podcast 73. Fresh Bread, where we're bringing the truth of God's Word to a starving world. I'm Pastor Keith, and he's Pastor Brandon. And today we're going to take a break from our current events and all the craziness happening in the world. And we're going to jump back into some issues that, you know, we've had a few of these questions come up, people talking to us about it. So we thought we'd talk about it today, and the first one is we're going to talk about burial or cremation. Which one is biblical? Are they both biblical? Pastor Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's funny because I think we've taken a break from theological issues to deal more with current issues. But
yes,
but I mean, obviously we still try to have a focus on the theology around, you know, even if it's a cultural issue, to understand it from a theological standpoint. But yeah, it's nice to get back to something purely theological, and, you know, something that where we're trying to answer a question that maybe, you know, is a bother for people in terms of like how they approach these things. So it'd be kind of nice to have this discussion.
Purely theological. I like that. That was a good.
Yeah, purely theological.
Yeah, and these are questions that people have sent in to us that we've been meaning to get to, but like you said, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of craziness going on in the world, so we thought we would cover that just to help people, and not that you guys need help thinking biblically, but we're here in case you do. At least Pastor Brandon is, and he can help us think biblically.
No, you're there too.
We try to be, so. I try to be as well, but let's jump into burial or cremation. All of us, unless, of course, the rapture happens or the second coming, but 100 out of 100 people die.
Yes, I mean, it's the death rate is certainly very high.
It is high.
The writer of Hebrews tells us that, you know, it is appointed for each man and for death, and after that comes the judgment. And so, you know, for sure, we definitely understand that, you know, we all face death and judgment. And so, you know, whether you take a burial or a cremation point of view in terms of, or, you know, whatever your point of view is that way, ultimately, yes, the people who are going to get out of this alive, unless the rapture comes.
Yeah. And that I was putting my money on the rapture. I was hoping and praying that I wouldn't have to die, but as I grow older now, I'm not sure. That's what I'm thinking about. Should I get a plot of a burial plot, or should I get a little urn? That's what we're going to talk about. So does the Bible give any specific teaching about cremation? Cremation is cheaper, right? That's why everyone's doing it.
Yeah, there is nothing specific regarding cremation. I mean, I think there's nothing that says thou shalt not burn the body type of understanding in terms of, you know, specific views. Yes, I think that cremation has become popular or more popular especially in the world. I mean, because, you know, people in the world, worldly people have no, like they don't, to them, you know, just death is, to a lot of people, you know, death is just the end and we're just kind of part of the dirt. We just become part of the dirt, which I think is biblical, that, you know, to dust you shall return is what God said to Adam. And so I think that it is, you know, that we do turn to dust, that we're, you know, we're just made up of, you know, if you would look at it scientifically, we're basically carbon, and we just become plant food, you know, in terms of the body breaking down. And so, but I think even Christians are doing it now because of how expensive it has become to actually do a funeral with a burial. I did a little bit of research on that just to give you an idea, but, you know, if you're going to get a, have a traditional funeral, the cost is somewhere around $7,000 to $10,000, which is fairly expensive. I've had to pay for several funerals in my past. I've had to pay for, you know, my mother. I've had to pay for my stepdad. I paid for my grandfather. I paid for part of that out of my own pocket. And so it just kind of has fallen to me for whatever reason. And so that, I mean, it is an expensive thing. So like I say, $7,000 to $10,000 at that point, depending on how elaborate and depending on, you know, the quality of the casket and the requirements of having it in a vault and all the things that go along with that. The funeral itself is expensive with just the service and all that. But then a cremation you can do for $2,000 to $4,000 from what, you know, the research I did. Now, if you just for a direct cremation, and that's all you do, is probably $1,000 to $2,000. So, you know, still expensive. I mean, still would be a hardship on people, but not nearly as hard as purchasing a casket and buying a grave plot and doing it the full way. So, I mean, it makes sense that people would be, you know, questioning whether or not they should, you know, can be cremated, and especially with the attitude of the world that, you know, it's kind of death is the end and we don't matter. And, you know, that kind of the idea of the circle of life, and, you know, we just kind of go back to the soil, and the soil, you know, that grows plants, and, you know, animals eat plants, and it's kind of the circle of life, as I said. So I don't know. I think that's why it's becoming more popular there. Now, is there anything biblical against it? I think that's the question that we have to answer. And I don't think there's anything specifically against it. I think there's more for burial in terms of what, I mean, if I were building a case one way or the other, which I guess is what I'm doing here, but if I were building a case one way or the other, it would be, I would have to go the direction of, well, it doesn't say you can't be cremated, but on the other hand, there seems to be a lot more precedence in scripture for burial.
I agree. I was going to ask you, wasn't it always the pagans who burned? Like, I'm thinking of even like going back to the Vikings, they would put the body on a little boat and burn it and send it out into the water. And whereas Christians or even the Jews always bury, they always use burial.
I mean, for the most part in scripture, we see burial as being normative. Now, there are a couple of places in scripture where they did possibly cremate, in 1 Samuel 31:11-13. And let me say that I don't think I would build my theology off of this, but I'm just, you know, going to say that it's potentially, you know, something that is addressed. But 1 Samuel 31:11-13 says that the bodies of Saul and his sons were burned. So it says the valiant men or the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul. So all the valiant men arose and walked all night, and they took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and they came to Jabesh and burned them there, and they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. And so, you know, there's reason to do a cremation, you know, biblically. I don't think I would build my theology around that, but, you know, I will point out that a couple things, it's probable, well, we know that Saul, you know, they cut Saul's head off there, and so, you know, that there's a desecration of the, there's definitely a desecration of Saul's body and probably further desecration that we're not shown here in detail. And so it could very well be that they burned the bodies because of that desecration and they just buried the bones. Now, that is another thing is they buried the bones, and I would assume they buried them intact. So it's not like they cremated them like we see cremation today, you know, that they just fully incinerated the body and it's only dust at this point. So I don't know. I'm not sure it's a complete, I don't see it as a justification for cremation. It's just, I think, a story of what happened. I think for us, if you're going to do a burial, you know, sometimes when, you know, bodies are mutilated in an accident or you know, something like that, or disease that's created, you know, where the body is just not what it was in life, you know, we'll do a closed casket funeral. That we won't open the casket. And so, you know, maybe that's kind of the idea there, is not wanting to see the body in a desecrated position. You know, like, it's the view of it would even, you know, leave an image of an image of, you know, destruction, as opposed to, you know, the temple that it once was. But I mean, I'm just kind of guessing at that point.
Why do you think the burial place was so important? Like, when you reread the Old Testament, you talk about Jacob and Sarah and Abraham, and they all wanted to be buried in a certain place together. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think in that situation, it showed ownership of the land. Like, that there was an ownership that was deeded, you know, a deeded ownership to the land. So there was a connection to the land for God's people. So I think that's the, I think that's why that was that way. You know, I don't think there's any reason in that sense. I mean, because look, I mean, if you become a missionary and you die in Uganda, I mean, you're probably going to be buried in Uganda. Mm. I mean, so, you know, that's a, I mean, it's, and I don't think that's a problem. You know, even though we might want to be buried, you know, you would probably want to be buried in the green hills of Minnesota, whatever. I don't know if Minnesota has. I've never been there, but I guess I'm thinking of Michigan.
Oh, we have green hills in Minnesota as well. But
okay, yeah, whatever. You know, the beauty of Minnesota, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's any specific connection to being buried in a specific place. I mean, I think I read something with Moeller. Al Moeller had written about, because he's addressed this cremation versus burial thing. And he says that it's, you know, that, you know, in a quote unquote perfect world, like there, I mean, obviously there is no perfect world, but you know, if you had a situation where you had a family plot and family could go back to that plot and they can remember, and there's a remembrance of, you know, being that person. And he even talked about, there's an understanding that at some point Christ is going to return and open those graves, and those people are going to come rise up in Christ. And there's kind of a, when you go to that grave, when you go to that specific grave site, you have that ability to actually say, you know, and think and have hope in your heart that that person is going to be raised from the dead. And I can see that. I mean, I definitely see that. And I would, you know, for my own family, I think that having, you know, a grave plot would be like a, you know, an area that we would all be buried in would be fantastic. I mean, I would definitely, and, you know, I don't want my kids and my wife to precede me in death, but if they do, it would be nice to have a place to go and, you know, lay flowers there and just express my hope that they're going to be raised from the dead at some point, and that I'll see them again.
Not to use a pun, but has that kind of died off as far as having a cemetery plot for your family? You don't see that a lot anymore, do you? It's more of the cremation has become the thing where you have the canister on the fireplace or whatever. Like, they're no longer really burying. So I guess sometimes you bury the cremated remains, right?
Yeah, sometimes they have, you know, where you inter them, and there's a place that you can go to and remember that person. I don't think that's the same, but yeah, I think that you're right. If you go to some old cemeteries and, you know, where people who have been, you know, families that have lived in that same area for, you know, 200 years and, you know, you have great granddad and granddad and mom and dad and, you know, brothers and sisters all laid to rest in the same place. And, you know, I think that's something that has definitely happened in the past, but, you know, as time is going on, it seems like that there's less, you know, well, obviously our families are not as together. I mean, people move and, you know, like we actually have a family graves. You know, I think I have two grandmothers. I have my mother, my stepdad, brother is there. My uncle is there. There's several people that are there that are part of the family that have been buried there. But then my grandfather's actually on the other side of he's not there. He's on the other side of the cemetery. It's funny enough, but I mean, I think there is a lot of that, like, but for us, I mean, for me, I doubt, I mean, I'm probably going to be buried wherever I'm at the time. I don't see my wife taking me back to Arkansas to be buried there. So,
well, I was going to ask you, do you have plans for when the Lord takes you home for your body?
Or I don't have a specific plans. No, at this point, I think you know, I think Angie and I've talked about it, and I would be buried here in Gainesville, somewhere around in this area, where because our family's here, and I don't see that changing. I think that we're always going to have some presence here. I mean, well, within an understanding, human understanding, it seems like we're going to have a presence here in Florida. So I think I would be buried here. I will say that for me, I am on the side of burial. I do think that that's the way to go. I do think that that's the proper way.
How about leaving your body to science? Is that?
No.
No?
No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with harvesting organs. I don't have a problem with, now, nobody would want my heart, because my heart is, when I'm done, my heart's probably going to be worn out. But I mean, like, if I have, you know, my kidneys are functioning or whatever, then I wouldn't have a problem with them taking my kidneys and using them, or my eyes or whatever. I don't have a problem with that, but I wouldn't want to dedicate my body, quote unquote, to science. And
okay.
And I just don't, I would never do that personally, because I think that's a desecration of the body. And I know that's weird that I would say that one is like taking organs would not be a desecration versus giving the whole body. But the problem is that I just become biological trash at that point to somebody. Yeah. And I don't think that's to give life to somebody or give a better life to somebody by using your organs is one thing, but to become just basically biological refuse is another thing altogether.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because scientists have asked me to leave my body to science because I've eaten so much sugar and so many Twinkies and things, and I'm still alive. They're trying to figure out how I'm still alive. So, but I've decided not to do that. I'm with you on that.
Good, good.
And I am a donor, which always used to scare me because I thought maybe, hey, I'm not dead yet, and they're taking stuff out of me. But that's not how it works. But well, let's get into the biblical. I just to say this, I'm with you. I was very much against cremation, I would say, for a long time. And I'm slowly beginning to say, look, if you want to do that, it's okay. I don't know what I'm going to do because I won't be here. But those who are left behind, you know, will make a decision.
I am still against cremation personally. If you know, someone in our church dies, and which will happen sooner or later, we stay long enough, my counsel would be burial if they ask. Okay. But I wouldn't say they are in sin
right.
if they decided to cremate. And so, and I can see reasons you would cremate when it comes to cost, because we do live in a world that, I mean, it, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money, and you know, even to do it cheaper than that, which you can, is a lot of money. I will say on, you know, before we get into the biblical basis of burial, I will say that there is a place that one of our members has asked me about. It's a conservatory. It's like a nature conservatory. You take the body out and you bury it, and you can bury it. I think you can bury it directly in the ground, or you can put it in a pine casket or, you know, like a cheap pine box type of thing. And you can do your own funeral. You can kind of, you know, your own service out in the middle of the swamp. I haven't been there, but I don't know. And I've been praying about that, whether that's, and I don't think I have a problem with it. If that's what somebody wants to do, this member is actually, that's what they want to do is they don't want the big expensive funeral. That's a burden on their family, but I don't think they want to be cremated either. And so, because I think their biblical understanding would be a burial. And so they've found this conservatory. It's, I think it's east of Gainesville, and it's a lot cheaper. And, you know, basically some of the guys in the church would probably have to be like pallbearers and take her body and put it in whatever, you know, she chooses. And I don't think I have a problem with it. I don't think that that's problematic. I think that biblically it would make sense because you're able to, and you're able to go and, you know where the person was buried. You know, you can go and visit the grave just like a cemetery. And it's just, it kind of cuts out the middleman of this, you know, expensive funeral home situation.
So would they be in a body bag or what you were saying? They have to be in some kind of container, right?
Well, I think it has to be natural material from what I understand. So it's not like it can't be plastic, but I think you can bury them in a cotton or linen bag, or you can bury them in a pine box.
Pine box wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. I don't think they allow anything that,
like cardboard.
I think there is a card. They could be buried in cardboard as well. I think so.
It just sounds so weird, but
yeah, well, it's weird because that we've been conditioned, that with the casket and the vault and all of that. And that's not what this is. It's an interesting concept. And if somebody chose to go that direction, from a standpoint of cost and certainly not wanting to spend a lot of money on a funeral, being able to spend a lot of money on a funeral, I think that this would be something that's, possibly an alternative.
Yeah. It sounds like it. All these thoughts came into my head, but I won't go down those roads. Like even an alligator farm is interesting to think about. So, but as your body, when we think about cremation, as your body is in the ground, it's going to decay and it's going to turn back into, like it talks about, dust you shall return. It's kind of the same thing with cremation, only it's sped up very quickly, that we're going to, not be what we are if we're in the ground for a long, long time. So what I was getting at is that I used to look at it as burial is what you want, because burial is you're getting ready for the resurrection. So it's almost like you're planting the seed in the ground, and then you'll rise up again. Cremation, I thought, was hard because you're already powder, and then you're sprinkling somebody in the ocean, and so it's hard to resurrect that. But I know that the Lord can do anything, with whatever He has to work with. So,
yeah, the Lord is going to be able to raise you in a glorified body, no matter what.
Yeah,
I do believe that. I trust that. I don't want anybody to have any fear that the Lord can't do that. Right. He still can raise it. If you're lost at sea, it even says the sea gives up, it's dead. And so I don't think there's a problem with that at all. I think that for me, I think it's more about the positive reason why you would do burial as opposed to cremation than it is about why you shouldn't do cremation. Although I will say there are a couple things, I mentioned the Saul thing, and them doing that. But I also, in Leviticus 20:14, it talks about being, being burned as a matter of capital punishment for sin. And 21:9, it's another example of that. And then in Joshua 7:25, there's another example of being burned after as a, kind of as a result of your sin. And so I when you think about pagan religions, like you mentioned doing the, burning the body, and you think about these situations where the body is burned, either as a matter of capital punishment or as just after they were stoned, they were burned in Joshua 7. And so I think when you put that together with the positive reasons why you would have your body actually interred or buried, I think that biblically it just makes more sense to have your body buried. And so, I don't know if you have any other questions that way until, getting into the biblical reasons for burial, but you kind of already alluded to them, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we've always done burial. When did cremation come on the scene? How long ago?
I think Hitler brought it on. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they were doing cremation before Hitler, but I don't know the history of cremation. But that is a part of, for me, it's like, an evil man like that is burning bodies to get rid of them, that doesn't have any care for the body. If that's the picture of cremation, I certainly don't want to be anywhere near that. And I don't want to bind somebody's conscience unnecessarily in terms of burial. I just want to be, it's just an open discussion, in terms of theologically where to land. But I definitely, for me, I see more negative with cremation biblically than I do positive. And I see more negative even when you think about pagan religions and you think about what Hitler did to the Jews. I mean, and you had to know that. I mean, partially that was to get rid of them, so that I think to get rid of the evidence and not have a, you know, a million bodies piled up somewhere. But I mean, it's a desecration of the body. I mean, he did that as an evil man, you know, to do something like that. And so, I mean, I'm talking someone, I mean, obviously we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sin in us, which is evil, but obviously, you know, in terms of unrestrained evil, Hitler was one of the most unrestrained in the history of the world. And so I don't want to be associated with something like that. So,
yeah, no, you're right. I never put that together, but that's very true, because I don't think Jewish people up to that time had cremated anyone. They were always buried. Jewish, how they buried people, this is what I've heard, and I don't know if I'm right or not, but tell me if I am, that what they would do is they would take the body and they would wrap it, you know, like when Christ died, they wrapped it tight to keep everything together, and they'd put the herbs and the spices so that it wouldn't stink so bad. But as the body decayed, a year later, they would go back to the tomb and then collect, or what would be left would be the bones. They'd collect the bones, put the bones in a box, and then bury that box. Is that pretty much what they did?
I do think so, based on what I know. I don't think I've ever actually studied that, you know, in terms of like as a specific study, but in my history of studying, you know, practice, Jewish practices, even around the burial of Christ. Yes. And even my trip to Israel, you can go to places where they have these boxes of bones, you know, and that's how they did it. That they put them in a tomb. They put, you know, they wrapped them like, just like you describe. But then eventually they did the bones, to put the bones in a box and so forth and so on. So, yeah, I mean, I think that is the Jewish custom, or at least that's what it seems like.
And that's kind of what the early Christians then kind of grabbed onto that, and not necessarily copied it exactly, but had that same type burial.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, Joseph, you remember, Joseph died in Egypt, and they kept his body. I think they, you know, they embalmed his body, and then his bones were brought back to Israel. Mm. If I'm remembering
yeah,
that correctly.
Yeah, he wanted to be buried.
Yes. And so it's kind of the same sort of concept of basically the body being interred, but then the bones being, you know, put somewhere else at some point. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting practice that they have there that way.
And then interesting, when you were talking about, then Hitler comes along and he
burns the, you know, the body completely.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a slap to the face to the Jewish people as well.
Yeah, I think it will have to clear desecration of the body.
Yeah.
And so
anyway,
so,
okay, well, let's get into this biblical, you were talking about the biblical reason.
Well, I think we've already kind of alluded to it all, but you know, that there's great examples in the Bible of burial, you know, like Abraham, Sarah, Jacob in Genesis. The Jesus himself obviously was the greatest burial that, you know, of mankind that's ever happened. And so, you know, you see the care that they took with the body of Jesus, and even with how quickly it happened, you know, they wanted to get him down quickly because they didn't want him there, you know, during Passover. And so, you know, they put him in the tomb, but then they were going to go back that Sunday morning they went back and they were going to care for the body. And I think that shows a care that they took with the body, and we see that biblically. And so for me, that's enough. Like, I don't need any more. Like, there's nothing more that I need to prove that burial is the way to go because of the care specifically of our Lord's body that was taken by the disciples. I want to be buried like my Lord was buried, if that's possible. That's the end of the story. But I understand people, you know, isn't necessarily a big deal for people, but you know, Genesis 3:19, you know, it talks about, you know, that we have already kind of alluded to it, but for you are dust, you know, from the ground you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That could be used as I think it has been, you even brought it up, with, you know, that justification for cremation, that you're just kind of speeding that process along. I don't see it that way. And the reason I don't see it that way is because of 1 Corinthians 15:42-44, which you also alluded to. I think you even quoted it, but you know, 1 Corinthians 15:42-44 talks about the body, the resurrection of the body. It is sown a corruptible body. And so it's, so the idea there is it's sown as a body and raised an incorruptible body. It's sown in dishonor, is raised in glory, and weakness is raised in power. It's sown a natural body and raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, they also had, there is also a spiritual body. And so the idea there is when Paul is talking about those things, he's actually talking about an intact body, and you know, that's like seed being, that's planted, and that body being planted. And I think that's a powerful argument that we ought to, that body should stay intact if at all possible. And again, we're not saying that, you know, obviously there's situations where the body's desecrated, you know, or even, you know, even get into a car accident and the body's burned beyond, if, you know, something happens to the body that it, and it can't be buried intact, that then, you know, all of a sudden the Lord can't deal with that. We've already talked about that. But in terms of how we handle the body, I think a culture that, it's funny, I and this is more of a cultural argument, but I think that the cultures that have actually taken care of the dead are greater cultures than those who don't. And you know, and, yeah, you know, that actually respect the body as something that's made in the image of God, and they bury it. I think those are greater cultures. I think that, you know, I was even thinking this morning that this may be off track, but you know, like the U.S. historically, the United States, when we lose soldiers, you know, overseas, we do even risk life, and we risk our lives to go get those bodies, to bring them back, to give them a proper burial. And it's, yeah, you know, obviously it's not always possible, but when it is possible, we do our best to do that. And it's a big thing. I mean, we bring them over on an airplane, and we go to the airport, and they put the flag on the casket, and, you know, they get a, you know, state burial type of, you know, where, you know, people actually care about it. And I think that shows that as a culture, we're advanced in that way. And I think that comes directly from an understanding of the body being made in the image of God, and it's important. And so we're willing to risk our life. We're willing to spend money, you know, lots of money to make sure this happens.
So, yeah, I agree with that. I think that's true. So bottom line, as far as cremation or burial, you're going to be buried, not cremated, right?
Well, well, I guess that's up to my wife and my kids if they're still living. You know, obviously, if I'm living, I'm going to have my wife buried. Okay. I'm going to have my kids buried if I'm living.
Okay. And you would prefer?
I would prefer being buried. But if they, I mean, I don't have a choice in the matter once, you know, that happens. And so, I mean, I'll let them make that choice, but they know my wishes, so.
So biblically, burial is better.
I think burial is more biblical.
Okay.
I don't see cremation as biblical, but I can't say that it's unbiblical.
Okay. I think that's a good way to put it too, because I've come to that point where I used to say, yeah, cremation, not good. To, if you want to cremate, all right, you're not going to end up in hell because you cremated yourself, or somebody had you cremated, and the Lord's going to be able to resurrect you no matter what. But burial has how the Christians have done it down through the centuries.
Yeah, I think as a church, our stance would be burial is biblically superior, and I think that if, like I told you earlier, if a family is asking in terms of, you know, what to do, I would highly encourage burial.
Okay.
But I wouldn't bind them to it. So.
Yeah. You know, the cemeteries are there. There's not as many cemeteries anymore. I guess people just aren't dying to get in, but you know, they're all cremation now, and that's the thing. And now they have that where you can be cremated and you can take the ashes and make a necklace or a ring out of it, and you can carry your loved one with you if you want.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a different world we live in, but anyway, let's...
Is that the George Strait, Carrying Your Love With Me? I don't know if you've heard that song. Have you ever heard that? George Strait song, Carrying Your Love With Me, I guess.
You know, you're
carrying my loved one with me.
You're asking me about country songs, and I'm not a big country guy, but I've also heard it's a weird thing to think about this, but you could be buried. I've heard someone tell the story, buried under an apple tree. And as your body decays, it goes into the tree and it goes into the apples. And so you eat the apples and it's just a weird, anyway, that's kind of weird.
That's the real definition of weird.
Yes.
Not the Democrat Harris ticket definition of weird. That is weird.
Yes. And that doesn't happen anymore. That happened back in the 1700s, 1800s, because people would bury you could bury somebody in your backyard back then. I don't know.
Yeah. Where was Johnny Appleseed buried?
I would guess Appleton, Wisconsin. No, actually he was buried in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You've been listening to Fresh Bread, podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church Gainesville. For more information, go to gracegainesville.org. And thanks for listening.